From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Recording on June 16th for broadcast at the end of November.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. This is TGO Radio.
Hey.
We're recording ahead, man. We're you know, smarter, not harder this year, right?
Yeah.
Video store this week, we have an episode of You Bet Your Life, which is the Jay Leno syndicated game show.
This is a... There was a You Bet Your Life game show like in the past, right?
Way back.
Is this kind of a take on it?
Yeah,
I kind of
sure.
forget the premise of that
well,
show.
And you'll forget it after this. I watched an episode of this at my father's, half an episode before I got up and walked out and went home. I'm not even kidding you. It is remarkably bad, but
horrendous,
I have not
huh?
seen this particular episode. I just kind of downloaded a random episode.
Okay.
And here we are. So
this is a new current thing that Leno's doing?
Yeah, and this
his
episode
face all
is,
fucked up?
Oh, buddy, I heard about the flames on my face. Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Did you see it? And I will tell you. Let's see. I can tell you when I downloaded it. It was in the first
March, April,
March 21st.
Oh wow!
So it's been sitting around waiting for us for 3 months, and here we are. We're going to do video stuff.
You know, I have never, ever... I remember seeing Leno on Carson the first time.
Yeah, never got
And him. I never found him funny.
Never
He's
got
irritating.
Him. Well, I mean, did you hear about this? Did you see
I
this?
I did.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
It is You Bet Your Life with...
Oh, hang on, I got a shit. Oh, come on.
I was pulling in a cloud.
had to think about that one for a second.
You Bet Your Life with your friend of mine, Jay Leno, ladies and gentlemen. I'll have the link to it and the date of the show notes for this.
Old Toasty Jay.
Wow.
Well,
are you ready to play the game?
Yeah, you ready to play the game? Have you heard about the game? Have you seen the game? Have you
got the fingernails on that
fucking
broad.
Hater.
God.
I'd plumb her throat. But I couldn't let her jerk me off. As always, we do recommend you watch the video.
Please
before
follow
you.
Along.
Yes. No, no, watch it beforehand because we pause it so much.
That's true. Yeah.
They're going all the way. Here's your host, Jay Leno. Welcome to your Venture Life. Thanks for tuning in, folks. As you know, Kevin Eubanks working with
Kevin Eubanks back with Jay Leno, baby.
Wow.
Yep. Music didn't pay off or whatever.
The folks at MIT develop an algorithm that allows them to pick just the finest contestants. Kev, who do you have?
I found him.
That's Kevin Eubank?
Yeah.
He's black?
Yes.
I did not know that. Seriously.
He looks like the grandfather in the Boondocks. Granddad. That's what he looks like. Holy shit.
Uncle Ruckus.
Woman who accidentally ordered 247 cases of bananas.
All right.
That's bananas.
Fucking,
get it?
So she's unusual. Because she accidentally ordered 200 cases of bananas. Oh, boy. Ooh, I have a feeling we're in for a barn burner.
Look, you can't be worse than the fucking show, okay?
All right, fair enough.
All right, fair enough. Or I walk.
Where, your living room?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you. Shut up, stupid. Where you walking?
The green room.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. That was a good move.
And a guy.
That's a good move. And another guy got moved. Did you hear about the move? Did you see the move?
Guy whose radio name was Party Marty.
Party Marty, which is every guy named Marty. Okay.
And the laugh track is the worst.
No, that's the studio audience laughing at Jay's,
okay.
Jay's
yeah, that must
cocky
have,
rejoinders.
Yeah, well, if that's true, that's one of those COVID audiences where there was one person every five seats. There was no, I mean, you know. Oof.
Formula first two plays. Kev, tell us the secret word.
The Slotomania secret word is?
Slotomania secret word? It's the N-bomb. No way.
Shrimp. Okay,
and
if you like hitting these jackpots, folks, scan the QR code on your screen and download Slotomania. Let's meet our first.
They had to
Why
put
do
in.
I feel like we need they, that isolated?
Jeff,
Slotomania.
Next week's show, we're going to have a fake studio audience laughing at our jokes.
Dude, why do we not have a laugh track?
I don't fucking know.
Why do we not have a laugh track?
I heard you.
I want to know the answer.
I don't know. I still don't know.
Why do we not have a laugh track?
Have you noticed Doug's corner's getting smaller
corner
and
goes
fucking
silent.
Smaller? Yeah. Don't talk, stupid. Shut up.
Getting here for the very first time to play the game. Kev, who do you have?
Let's welcome Nicole, a stuffed animal.
So, you know, and then how are you going to have a black woman come out and be the woman that accidentally ordered 240 cases of bananas? Is that what you're trying to do, Leno? Come on, man.
That was no accident.
No, it wasn't a fucking accident.
Collector.
She's fat, too, so you know it wasn't a fucking accident.
All right. And Marty, a Mets fan. All right, very good.
That's Party Marty.
Ooh, he looks like a fucking party.
I think
that hairline partied itself out of existence. He stinks.
So he's a party with Marty.
Whoa, I fucking hate him.
Welcome, Nicole and Marty. Nice to see you. But Kevin, that is the most perfectly applied lipstick I've ever seen.
Ah. It is.
Oh.
It's
nice.
Perfect.
Very nice.
It's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. There you go.
We heard you.
Thank you.
And Marty, how you doing?
Doing all right, Jay. I got no complaints.
Hey, complaints.
Hey, Party Marty's got no fucking complaints over there.
You got any fucking complaints, Jay? Huh? What? Huh?
Why don't you give me something to fucking eat over there?
Why don't you go make me a sandwich?
What does he call him? Cheese boy? Whatever the fuck does he call him?
Cheese fuck.
Cheese
hey,
fuck.
Cheese fuck.
Hey,
give me some food.
Fuck. Give me some food. I think Marty's about to cheese fuck Jay Leno. Hey, cheese fuck.
Jersey guy, you know. Hey, no complaints. I think you two make a fascinating team. You're from where? Jackson, Mississippi. And New Jersey. There you go. See, they both have knowledge, Kevin.
Right.
They can work together to win this game.
Dude, I am just about ready to tap out.
We've been recording for 10 minutes. What do you mean?
10 minutes?
7 minutes.
God.
That feels like forever, doesn't it?
Oh, we got a chance to win a $1,000 travel voucher from our partners at Allegiant Airlines.
Oh, I'd take that. That'd get me back and forth to Vegas a couple of times, baby.
Buddy, a $1,000 travel voucher for Allegiant will get you on 800 flights. It's a discount airline, you see.
Kev, tell them how to play and win.
Use the camera on your phone to scan the QR code on your screen to play our daily giveaway. Get the questions right and you just may win a $1,000 getaway gift certificate. All right. Now you have responsibility playing the game.
Jesus Christ.
You have to pick a topic. So you two, I'll show you two topics.
Okay. You have to pick a topic. Hack comedians.
Shitty game shows.
Overrated musicians. Bad co-hosts. Jeff, comment.
Fuck you, cheese fuck.
Hey, cheese fuck, give me some food.
You know what? I'm doing it right now.
What?
Yeah, don't fucking worry about what I'm fucking doing. Just play the goddamn show. No, fuck you.
I'll carry it like I always do. Cheese fuck.
Which one do you want? Here we go. I am the goatest, or I'm never on time.
Ooh. I'm going to say goatest because it has to be sports related.
Let's go. I'm with it.
Let's go.
I have to say goatest.
There. You're now cheese fuck.
Well, I have to tell you know, hey, cheese fuck, you know. Give me something to eat, you know. Hey, it looks good on you, though, and my floor. Leave it alone there, you know. Hey.
And these guys over here playing fucking Hazel. Playing Hazel. So, nobody got that except me. So because I'm old.
They're going to pick I Am the Goatest. Goatest, because they think it's sports related.
What?
Yeah.
What did they miss?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So motherfucker.
Are you going to go with I Am the Goatest? All right. These are questions about people well, or things.
I am the ape man. Cuckoo, ca-choo. Get it? I am the Goatest.
Cuckoo, the greatest of all time. We may come
we
up
got it, guy. Jay.
All right. Let's hope this category because that's worth $1,000. Now, Kev has shared the secret word with us already. If you name that, you get $500 yours to keep. You can't lose that no matter what happens. I'll ask you five questions of increasing dollar value. The last one is double or nothing, and that's worth as much as $5,000. Okay, ready to go?
Absolutely. We have got to get a laugh track in here.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
It's going to be months before people hear this are going to wonder why randomly on episode 25 we got a laugh track.
We got a laugh track.
No, sorry.
Go. Question number one. For $250, after you won the title of greatest of all time, Kenneth Jennings went from contestant to
Jesus
host
Christ.
On what game?
Jeopardy.
Jeff,
Nobody
comment.
Knows it.
You're saying you got to figure it out.
Show.
I'm Ooh. Pretty sure I know what this is.
Okay.
It's Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I know what this is. Gangland beatings. Yeah. This fucking mook.
So these two have to play the game together.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it Jeopardy? It's Jeopardy. All right. Now. Nicole, tell me about the bananas. Kevin mentioned you ordering bananas. What was that?
I ordered 247 cases of bananas.
Whoa.
On the website, it had quantity in an empty box, so I typed in 247.
Hey, you know.
Well, then that's what you get. I don't get where this story's going.
247 is still a fucking lot of donuts there.
Bananas.
What did I say?
You said donuts.
Did I really?
You smell fucking toast, burnt toast or something there?
I fucking wish. I wish I had a brain eraser going on right now to end this fucking nonsense. A show neither one of us knows how to fucking quit anymore. Just end it. One of us is going to have to get ill for it to stop.
You know, back in the 80s, I had a license to ill. I did.
Did you?
I did.
Okay. Come on, buddy.
Thinking 247 individual bananas.
It's still a lot.
Why are you ordering 247
exactly.
fucking bananas?
Exactly.
That's bananas.
Trying to set the world record for banana bread. What are you doing?
Oh, thank heavens we have banana bread.
Well, that's great.
Banana bread, what the hell were you thinking?
Oh,
oh, thank heavens we have banana bread.
I got the order, and it was 247 cases.
Kevin Eubanks.
We got it.
Kevin Eubanks is sitting there going, oh, man, I'd love one of those bananas right about now.
We got it. It's cases of bananas, not individual bananas.
Listen, you don't talk about the case. We learned that from the gravy. Remember?
Oh, man.
Remember?
That's 6 months ago.
I know.
In real time.
At my office.
At your office.
At my office.
Shut up. Stupid.
She got 240 some odd cases of bananas in her office?
Well, why do you need 240 individual bananas at your office? Stop it.
And they were all green.
Fucking look at Kevin Eubanks with this fake smile.
Kevin's like, the fuck, man, it's gotta be something better than this.
I just keep thinking about those checks, Kev. Just keep thinking about those checks.
We couldn't even eat them that day for a snack, but we did some good. We did donate the extras to charity or homeless shelters in the area.
Well, that's what did that cost?
It was only like $280. So I did.
You're fucking lying. Stop it. Exactly. Whatever cat's out there meowing at me.
They gave her the family discount.
Oh, man. That was extraordinary.
I don't know. I didn't think about it.
That's not much.
All right.
It's not much at all for a snack.
Now, Marty, you own a carpet cleaning company. Is that correct?
Yeah, I like to roll bodies up in them. Fucking
carpet cleaning company.
Yeah, in Jersey.
Yeah.
That's code. Yeah.
Yeah, carpets. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, Jay. Carpets.
Yeah, we clean a lot of carpets.
Yeah, huh?
I do, yes. I'm newly retired, but I've been doing carpets also.
I bet you have.
Yeah, I'm really retarded, but I've been doing carpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask them, because this is like a theme of every kind of adult movie. It's either pizza delivery guy or like the carpet cleaner guy. Would you have...
What?
No, it's not.
Jay Leno hasn't watched a porno since Behind the Green Door fucking 50 years ago, this fossil idiot. Fuck you, stupid.
Is Sika still doing porn?
Sika?
Sort of women hitting on you when you kind of go to clean the carpet?
Well, I do apartments primarily, and when I go to apartments, once a month, twice a month, the people start to know who you are.
Right.
He keeps trying to explain this to Jay, and all of a sudden he just stutters and stumbles and stops. He goes, I'm gay, Jay.
Murder, Jay. Murder. Contract killings.
He's like the guy in the John Wick films that comes along after and cleans up the shit.
He really does.
And they start to become familiar with you, and they want special favors.
Special favors?
Well, I'm a married man, but no, I'm
a married man.
Well, I'm a professional too.
Oh, you look like you just get ready to take it off when you said that. But yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's outrageous.
This is so bad.
Fucking out, goddamn rageous.
Okay, but you're a professional too. But I imagine that. But did they flirt
with
you?
Marty, listen. Don't worry. Nobody's going to be watching. So, don't worry about anything you say. Okay.
Woof. My dad watches this fucking nonsense.
Common?
No. I wouldn't be that full of myself to say it was common, no. but it has happened, you know.
Oh, it has happened.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't deny it's happened.
Ooh, yeah.
Are you a Mets fan or a Phillies fan?
I'm a diehard Mets fan. We live in the Phillies,
man.
The Phillies.
The Phillies.
What about them? The Phillies.
The Phillies are fucking bums.
Yeah, huh?
He goes over and stomps Kevin Eubanks
fucking
in the face.
Just curb stomps him like at the beginning of American History X. Beat it, stupid.
Please.
I know.
We'll get into this a bit later. Let's get to the game. We come to fist the cups.
We can talk.
Marty Nicole left $250. Okay.
Yeah, fuck you and your Mets, too. Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you, you mook idiot.
$500. Nicknamed the greatest. What boxer won the heavyweight title a record 3 times?
Who doesn't fucking know this? 12-year-olds might not know it, but who doesn't know this?
I know this. I'm looking at his face.
No, you're not. No,
you're
not. You're looking at this
fucking Maynard.
You're looking at this tall Italian mook. You're not looking at fucking Muhammad Ali, you spaz.
Oh, is it Muhammad Ali?
If you Ali. Know,
yeah, right.
Yes.
That's it. You can say it.
Ali.
Ali, Muhammad Ali.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
Oof.
Martin and Nicole have $750. For another $750,
Woo.
Rolling Stone chose what singer's signature tune, Respect, as the
Jesus
number one song
Christ.
Of all time?
Who does not know this? Jeff.
Marty goes, well, you're black. You're going to notice, right?
I don't know. Was it one of you people?
Was one of your kind, right?
You know. I don't know.
You know, the banana eating kind.
Yeah, fat woman. I don't know. Tell me. You tell me.
I like this new character I'm doing right here.
You tell me.
Okay, I know
this one too.
I'll let you answer.
Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha. That little fucking cymbal thing they got. It's about to throw something at the TV, so.
He mentioned Phillies and Mets. Isn't that how you met your? Didn't you meet your wife with something to do with?
I met my wife at a friend's engagement.
I was cleaning the carpet. If you know what I mean, Jay.
Yeah, you know, she had period blood all over the carpet there, and she bled out like she had the Ebola virus. And I came in to clean up afterward, Jay, and the rest, as they say, is history.
She bled out like Bugsy Siegel.
This motherfucker said Bugsy. This motherfucker said Bugsy Siegel. That's astonishing.
And I overheard that she had box seats behind Mike Piazza.
Right.
So
box seats. Get it?
Get it?
Box seats. I'm talking about her pussy.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling my friends, and I said, I'll be at that Met game with Loretta.
Oh, maybe get her carpet clean while you're there.
We'll be back right after.
Hey.
You know, I'm going to, that's a pussy joke.
This is so bad.
We'll be back right after this.
Yeah,
for free.
For free, wow.
For free.
Wait a minute, so.
What the fuck are you guys laughing at?
So you hit on her just to get the Mets ticket?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I'm over here now. You fucking.
Yeah.
Look at her. I've tricked you to stop at the door.
This dumb fucking idiot. Has to be the worst television show ever.
What did she say?
Yeah, it was. You know, I appreciate the honesty. I appreciate the honesty. Man,
I
so
heard you, Jay.
Well, okay. I can't believe it. All right. Marty Nicole now, $1,500.
Yes, Jay.
The next question is for $1,000. In The Greatest Showman, Hugh Jackman sang and danced his heart out, playing what larger-than-life circus personality.
I've never seen it. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
I've never seen it again, so.
You know this one, too?
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay. You know this.
P.T. Barnum.
I like Marty. I know this. P.T. Barnum?
That's what we're going with.
Is it P.T. Barnum?
I heard you.
It's P.T. Barnum.
It's P.T. Barnum.
Oh,
is it? Yep.
Well, you guys are doing unbelievable. You're just doing great.
Unbelievable over there, huh?
Hey, look at the caricature.
I know.
Look at the caricature.
We're going to have $2,500. We come back, get a chance to double on winning. We go with double or nothing on your bet your life. You're doing great, you guys.
Whoa. What a fucking shit show. Wow, man.
You know what? The premise of the game isn't even that fun. It's stupid. The questions are simple as shit.
I'm telling you, I had to get up and leave my dad's house. I can't take this anymore.
You fled your own dad's living room.
I did.
In horror.
In horror. Oh. Slotomania. I used to date a girl I called Slotomania.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, tab A into slot B. I also call her slot B.
Slot B.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You Betcha Life. Martin and Cole together in $2,500.
Slow the fuck down, you much
That's very
idiot.
Good.
His God, I didn't understand a word he said there.
He really just Brian'd his way through that fucking segment intro, didn't he? He stinks.
You're a big stuffed animal collector, is that correct?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I accidentally ordered 247 cases of them once when I meant to order. They all show up in my office.
No. Jay, in case you didn't hear, I'm a banana collector.
Yes.
Did you not fucking get that?
Oh, no. Oh, no. He got her laughing. Oh, boy. Here we go. Let's back up just a little bit.
$500. Now, that's very good. Now, you're a big stuffed animal collector. Is that correct?
Unfortunately.
Why unfortunately?
Just a little embarrassed.
The laugh of an insane woman.
Is that embarrassing? Why is it embarrassing?
I don't know. I feel like the stuffed animals, I'll never find a man if they know about my collection.
Really?
Listen, you know, honey. Listen, it ain't the fucking stuffed animal collection.
That ain't the reason.
That ain't the reason.
It's the trout smell. You might want to consider, you know.
Want anybody to ever see that, huh? What?
No.
Please rewind that. That was
you don't want anyone to ever see that, huh?
I feel like he should have a fucking cigarette and a cigarette holder dangling out of his fucking mouth.
You like the penguin. Yeah. Is Kevin Eubanks okay? Is he all right?
Fortunately.
Just a little embarrassed.
Is that embarrassing? Why?
Not enough to not talk about it on national television. Hey. You sow.
That's embarrassing.
I don't know. I feel like the stuffed animals, I'll never find a man if they know about my collection.
Really?
You don't want anybody to ever see that, huh?
What? No.
Mallard Eubanks, relax.
You don't want anyone to ever see that, huh?
I actually have a picture.
Well, don't show him this picture. Let's see. Let's take a look.
Let's check it out.
Oh, God,
I'm going to fuck.
I'm embarrassed about this, but I told you about it and I brought pictures of it.
I'm going to fuck everyone in that picture except her. It's a picture of her with all of her stupid stuffed animals. Fucking sociopath beat feet.
Well, I guess some guys are into that. Now, you know, when men come over, do they go, oh, yeah, I've stuffed them. It's better than...
Well, I don't have them out like that.
Oh, where do you keep them on?
They have their own little spots.
Well, they have their own little
spots. Yes.
Where'd the picture come from then?
My mom. That was probably my mom's idea to get that picture because my mom...
Yeah, it was your mom's idea. Sure.
Who you live with. Maybe take some of these weddings and get your own place.
And my aunt, they like to gift me stuffed animals.
Right, okay.
Instead of giving me a real animal.
Yeah. This has been going on for a long time.
Way too long.
The stuffed animal discussion. Wow.
Well, they look like they've got time because nobody wanted to sponsor this fucking atrocity.
Except Slotomania.
Except Slotomania.
You're really twisting your arm in that.
Yeah, and so I like to give them interesting names like Dolce & Gabbana, Chanel. So
no
keep
shit.
Them up with the high fashion.
Really? Well, that's a shocker.
Well, no shit. Stripper names. I need black stripper name. They're luxury brands. They're animal names, and they're stripper names.
Of course. Of course they are.
Well, no shit. I can't look at you now.
Fashion
time. Oh, all right. Very good. Very good. All right. And the nickname Party Marty, where does that come from? Were you
God, well, here we go.
Well, Jay, I had a reputation of breaking the kneecaps of guys at parties. Yeah, huh?
Yeah, it's not Party Marty. It's actually Traction Marty.
Quite wild as a young person?
It's actually, oh, fuck, here comes Marty with his bull bat.
Oh, boy, here he comes again.
No, actually, my nickname's Kerrigan.
Fucking
Because I take people out at the knees.
We got it. We got it.
Keep fucking talking, Jay.
Yeah, Jay.
You know, you remember how your face was fucked up?
Yeah, you might have a car accident.
So, yeah, yeah. But I used to answer phones at WPLJ in New York City.
Everybody, good morning. That's Party Marty. And,
you were the phone answer, and you had a fucking DJ name, you fucking douche.
Yeah. Just got familiar with the DJs, the jocks, and I used to answer phones, and they'd say, you know, they want to know where Party Marty's partying tonight. So I got a little bit of airtime doing that, and it made me, you know, had a lot of fun through high school and, you know, more popular with people, just like being able to say their names and saying hello to certain people. Shout outs, so they call them nowadays. Yeah. Shout outs, familiar, you know, it's new to me.
See, there you go. All right. Very good.
Very good. What channel runs this?
It's syndicated. Locally, it's the CBS affiliate.
Oof.
Time to put the bet, and you bet your life. It is double or nothing time. What do you guys want to do? You want to go on and try to double your...
Yeah, I think we should give it a shot.
Winning to $5,000. You've done very well. You've gotten every question. You can take half your money and go home and just play with stuffed animals. What do you want to do?
No, we're going all in, don't you think?
You're going all in?
Party Marty,
we're going all in. All right.
Fuck it, call me Party Marty, bitch.
It's not for you.
Still, I am the goatest. Questions about people.
We heard you.
The greatest of all time. For $5,000, here's your double nothing question. What event bills itself as the greatest spectacle in racing?
Okay, I'm thinking Daytona.
I think we're going to go. I'm thinking Indianapolis 500.
Oh, yeah.
You
go Party Marty. Yeah.
Okay.
You think?
Yes.
You think?
You think?
Three out in Europe, so it's got to be here in America. So I would say, if you would say...
Jay, quit being nice. Look, cunt, I got the answer. Yeah. I need you to stand down there, fucking stuffed animal McGillicuddy.
Indy 500, I would
Let's think. Go with Indy 500.
Okay, Indianapolis 500, yeah.
Kev, they're going to go with the Indianapolis 500. What could that possibly be? Is it the Indianapolis 500?
Oh, you paused it. I'm like, what the fuck? Where's the answer?
He's just a dramatic tension. It's fucking. You know, I chose to do this instead of go to my company outing tonight, just so you know. Yes, I did.
What was your company outing?
At the golf course.
Oh, yay.
Bunch of drunken buffoons.
Yep.
I fucking. Are you coming to the outing tonight? No. Why? Because I hate hanging out with drunken buffoons.
Were they going golfing, or was it just being held out at the country club or something?
I think both, yeah.
Yeah, oh, Jesus.
Yes!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God.
Show your daughter this $5,000. There you go, my friend. Congratulations. Fucking
slap in the face with that money. Pay me my money, Jay.
Pay me my money, or I'll break your fucking legs. Huh?
Oh, they're gone?
That's it? Secret word.
The Slotomania secret word is trunk.
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 Okay, Kev, who'll be found for the next round?
That's it?
Yeah, we've only got two new people coming out.
This game sucks.
No, does it?
Ben, who learned English by watching the Tonight Show.
We got us a gay Oriental. Filipino? Whatever the fuck he is.
We got a little gay guy and a fucking extra from the original filming of Nosferatu.
He was the stand-in.
He sure was.
Stunt double.
He was the stunt cock.
He was a guy that creeped across the, the courtyard with a casket under his arm.
Look at him. Wow.
Dude, I told you that Trix and I went to see that.
Yes.
Several years ago.
Yeah, yes.
They did the pipe organ and shit. Yeah. It was really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But we both laughed out loud when he come creeping across that courtyard with a casket under his arm.
Good evening.
Yeah. And Josh, whose grandfather was a vegetable inventor.
All right. Well, nice to meet you.
What?
A what?
Oh, Min and Josh. Now, Min, what's the derivation of that name?
Minh is a Vietnamese name, and it's a very common Vietnamese name.
Yes, it's Vietnamese for faggots, apparently.
It's Vietnamese for I love cock in my ass.
Ooh, that was clean drop, Daddy. That may be the first time in TGO radio history where we got out of context audio 6 months before the show airs.
Ooh.
It's so common that my parents gave my brother the same name.
Brother has the same name?
Yes.
Wow, that's got to be interesting. Are you Minh 1 or Minh 2?
Isn't that wild? Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I am Minh 2.
You're Minh 2? Oh, not even Minh 1. All right. Right. But
why are you laughing at this, Leno?
He's mocking
Stop
this
it.
Guy.
He really is. And his garbage culture. Stop it.
I think you mean so after you. Oh, we ran out of names.
Yeah. How droll.
The stupid fucking millennials looking at you like, why are you making fun of me?
Yes. Well, fucking...
You've hurt my feelings.
First of all, this kid and his vampire teeth, I've had it with him.
It's hilarious. All right. Okay. And you're a tax preparer?
Yes, indeed.
Traditionally one of our most exciting professions.
Yeah. Yes. I was just going to say, lots of personality on this guy, the tax preparer.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. All kinds of Hollywood clients. What kind of?
Yeah, I
my name is also Minh.
Employed people, particularly models.
Models. Yeah. Okay. You have a lot of models that are clients.
Yeah.
And your wife buys that, does she?
No, I'm single.
Your wife's
single.
Is she? He's single. That's weird.
No way.
No. These two wacky kids should hook up. I think our tax preparer's going to lisp. It's from cock hitting the back of his palate continually.
Oh, that's why you have models. As well.
It makes it easier that way.
Yes, could you come in, Trixie? We need to go over some more. Trixie, I don't know. Show how long I've been married. Okay. Oh, very good. Well, that's interesting.
Wow.
Well, listen, I think you two will bring a fascinating dynamic to the game here.
Yes, the gay sex dynamic that the sexual tension between these first two people just did not have. Not enough anal sex on this show, apparently, is the fucking problem.
Didn't that kid fucking sing for Journey at one point?
Oh, that's fucking funny. God damn it. God, that's fucking funny, man. That's really fucking funny. Oh, shit.
So we got Nosferatu stand-in and Journey's lead singer.
He has a fucking coffin carrier and the fucking Steve Perry's replacement. Oh, shitballs. Woo! Can you hear me okay, everybody?
And you at home, you get a chance to win a $1,000 travel voucher. Kev, tell them how to win that voucher.
Use the camera on your phone to scan the QR.
Here's the camera on your phone to scan the
code on your screen for your chance to win a $1,000 vacation travel gift certificate from Allegiant Airlines.
You ready to play?
Yeah.
Now, your first job as a team is to decide among yourselves what
which is the pitcher and which is the catcher, you two flamers.
Category you're going to choose. Here are the two categories you have. Rolling your R's, or not your grampy, but your...
I don't know why those are funny at all.
I could go with either one of these.
Yeah, because they don't make sense.
Yeah, because you don't know what they fucking are. At least Jeopardy has the common sense to tell you what the hell it is.
It seemed immediately obvious, so yeah. I'm happy with whichever one you'll pick.
All right. The first thing that came to my mind was rolling your R's. You okay with that?
That's the one we're doing.
All right, rolling your R's. All right. These answers all have a double R in them. All right.
Oh, they've all got the letter R in them.
Oh, clever.
Clever fucking subterfuge.
Clever subterfuge.
Yes. Here we go. Well, let's hope this category has a special bonus question.
We got it, Jay. Jesus
Christ. Quit.
Because that's worth
fuck you mush mouth idiot.
It's just going to be. Yeah.
Have you heard about the letter R? Have you seen this?
Did you hear about the fact that I can't say a complete sentence?
$1,000. Mm-hmm. Kevin shared the secret word. It's easy to say that. You get $500. That's yours to keep.
So what if they just randomly
Yes.
Say the word Trump.
It would just start saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave the word away.
It would just start saying random words.
Cunt. Piss. Fuck. Shit.
Box. Tackle. Pussy. Trout. Bait. Hook.
Start saying random. Boner. Ass.
I don't know why boner was funny and all that.
Because boner's always funny.
It is, Jeff.
It is.
Always funny.
Question number one for $250. Bugs Bunny must have low cholesterol and great eyesight since he obsessively munches on what vegetable?
Bugs Bunny. Okay, that's a head scratcher, Jay.
He obsessively munches on what vegetable? It's Granny.
I hate you.
I don't care.
I feel pretty confident in this one that it's carrot.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well.
I think we can go.
Gonna go with carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope Min 1 is watching Min 2 tonight. Right. Is it carrot?
Just won't let it go.
You go, that's right. Let it go.
The screen cap for this episode
is going to be those two.
It's going to be these two. These two Marys attempting to fist bump.
After and high five. Out,
but it is the fucking funniest. Look at him. I got to see it again.
Yeah, yeah, it was great.
These fucking two queers trying to high five.
Is it carrot?
What an idiot.
That's why you never see a rabbit wearing glasses, Jeff. Okay, good.
You see a little gig, I go, ow. My knuckle.
Ow.
Now, Josh and Min have 250.
Oh, fuck. I fucking cannot wait.
So, okay, hang on. Wait a minute. How much money did the first idiots win?
$5,000.
But they won some money in the first round as well, correct?
Yeah, it was $5,000 total. Yeah.
It was $5,000. That's it.
Yes, that's
so it. They get $2,500 bucks each.
Yup.
That's it.
And a trip to whatever, you know, back lot this is filmed in. Yeah.
Wow.
I should say in which this is filmed, yes.
For $500, what stand-up comedian made must-see TV into something when he starred as himself in a sitcom?
Is it Jay Leno?
It's Bill Cosby. It was a show about rape. I always say what you do is you put it plopping the bills in the drink. They call me Bill Cosby. Thank you for that, Bill. Don't mention it. Really, don't mention it, or else I'll get arrested again.
Don't talk about the case, Bill.
That's right, stupid.
And called a show about nothing.
All right, I know the show really well. It's Seinfeld.
Yeah, I feel very confident with that as well.
You don't have to fucking give us a 10-minute dissertation really on why you agree. Everybody fucking knows it's Seinfeld.
He really is writing a thesis.
Jesus Christ.
You just have to make sure to mention his first name.
Yes, Jerry Seinfeld.
I like my tax preparer. I feel very confident.
They made fun of me.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Go back to the tax preparer guy.
Just have to make sure to mention his first name.
Hang on.
Yes.
Keep going.
Jerry Seinfeld.
I like my tax preparer. I feel very confident.
Pause it. Didn't he play for the Boston Celtics at one point?
Fucking ghoul.
God damn.
Oh, man.
You will not be going to prison today. Is it Jerry Seinfeld? Jerry Seinfeld.
No shit.
Well, no shit.
So far, Josh and Min have $750. Stick around after the
break. Why the fuck would I stick around for this, Jay? If I wasn't making fun of it, why would I stick around?
Yeah.
Slot-O-Mania, baby.
Jesus Christ. What a fucking piece of shit. Jay, has it really come to this?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Why don't you go back to trying to start fucking cars and burning your face off?
Scan the QR code on your screen to learn how to earn points on hotel stays, car rentals.
All right.
All right, welcome back. You Bet Your Life. Now, Min, you had a job as a Hot Pockets taste tester.
Oh, I bet.
I bet he did.
I bet.
I also had a job as a
I got fucking Hot Pockets, Min.
A prolapse taster. Maybe.
Yeah, so basically they would give me like two versions of the same thing, and then they would ask me the difference and be like, do you like the texture of this better? Do you like this meatball better? Do you like this pepperoni better?
It just writes itself, you know?
I don't know why we're sitting
there. I don't know.
You could have just turned it on and left. That's all his farts sound like that.
It's way too tight for this kid. Way too tight. His probably sound more like a fucking breeze blowing through the trees.
You know, they call me the breeze.
And after the first 3 weeks, I was like, these all taste the same. I have no idea what I'm actually doing right now. Right. So in every single survey.
Everything I put in my mouth tastes the same. I don't get it.
Salty.
It's salty. Sticky and salty.
We got it.
Stringy.
I heard you. Stringy. Oh, my God.
I'd be like,
I guess if I ever drop a stringy load, it's time to go see a doctor. Holy fuckaroni. I got to blow my nose. Oh, shit balls. Ooh.
Taste the same, and then after 3 weeks, they stop sending me Hot Pockets.
Wow.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Now.
Really?
Also on food, your grandfather was a vegetable inventor.
Pause.
Is that the same as a botanist?
Here's my take on a vegetable inventor. Yeah. Somebody that drives along the freeway and then just runs head into somebody else. Okay? Well, I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
It could also be a stray chromosome there, Michael J. Fox.
A vegetable plant breeder. He ended up coming up with 17 top-selling varieties of different vegetables.
We don't care.
No,
nobody.
We didn't.
Nobody fucking cares, dude.
Ghoul, don't you have a body to exhume?
Really? For all over the globe, yeah.
Really? So is that something you patent?
Well, nowadays, yes. Back then, no. Back then, you used to just work for somebody, and they got to make all the money. Nowadays, you are smart and patented.
Smart. You're smart.
You're smart.
Yeah, smart.
Oh, I smarted my pants the other day.
Did I?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, you know Cubby Broccoli, the producer of the James Bond movies? You ever heard of
that? I actually know that family.
Oh, yeah. Well, his great-grandfather, I guess, invented broccoli. Yep. Yeah, see, there you go.
Wow.
Wow.
What?
That's true. That's actually true.
Kevin Eubanks, like, what the fuck are you babbling on about, you demented fucking idiot?
Stupid old man. What are you doing?
Christ, fucking Biden's speeches make more sense than what this idiot's saying.
Biden, and we're recording on June 16th. Biden, today at the end of his speech, said, God save the Queen. I swear to Christ.
He said, God save the Queen?
Yup.
Why does Kevin Eubank look like a homeless guy?
That's right. Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. He's
Jay and a vegetable.
Yes, I do. I do. You know Larry Tomato?
Larry?
No, it's no Larry.
Yeah, I know Larry Tomato. Uh-huh.
Yeah, fucking old Party Marty comes out. Yeah. Hey, what you fucking talking about Larry Tomato for?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, let's get back to the game. So far, you've earned $750.
These it's really sad when I'd rather play this game than listen to you fucking
all have a
prattle on.
Double R in them, okay? Let's see how much you're going
to... Retard.
Before we go double or nothing. For $750, in what song does Prince immediately fall in love with a colorfully attired girl who walked in through the outdoor.
Raspberry Beret. Yeah.
I don't know this one, actually. I am not 100% sure what this one is. Let's start thinking, like, what are words that have, like, two R's in them?
A million. Maybe more. Mr. Tax fucking preparer. Preparer. There you go. There's one. You fucking idiot. What a dolt. Fuck this stupid show. I gotta fart. Actually, there's three in preparer, you fucking numbnut. Took me a minute to figure that out. Oh, that stinks. Oh. Oh, God, that's vile. You all right?
I don't know. Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking. The queer Puerto Ricans deep in thought. Fuck this. Fuck these guys and their fucking gimmick. Did you get some on you, champ?
Oh, boy. Oh.
What are you thinking?
Thinking something with cherry. Cherry. Cherry's got to be in there because that's got two R's.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So does raspberry. So does beret. Beret? No, it's one.
That's one.
Two E's.
I don't know. Like, I'll go with like cherry red Cadillac or something like that.
Yeah, that.
I don't know.
Smart.
Or something like that.
Something like something that. Like that. You know, because you get points well,
give
for
me the
like
exact
getting close,
answer you
right?
Want. Give me the exact answer you have is what?
Let's go with that. Cherry red Cadillac.
Listen, customer, I got close to the taxes you owe, but I may not be right. So, yeah, if you get audited, go fuck yourself.
Is it the huge Prince hit cherry red Cadillac? No.
Wah, wah.
Raspberry Beret. Raspberry Beret was okay. Okay.
There we go. All right. Okay. We'll remember
now,
that for
$1,000.
That was the next one I was going to say.
What's a three-word name for the famous transportation line seen here?
Okay, so it seems like it's a ferry.
Yes.
Yeah,
sure,
is it?
It sure does, buddy. It seems like it's a ferry.
Good one, Sherlock.
It sure,
you cracked the case.
It sure does. Ooh.
Looks like San Francisco.
Looks like San Francisco.
It's the famous... I left my ass in San Francisco.
Well, going along with our logic from the previous answer, how about boat, water, float?
Cherry, boat, water, float.
I mean, San Francisco ferry is three words.
I think we just found a title for this.
It sure is. It's also a lifestyle.
Oh, San Francisco ferry.
It sure is.
Sure, Woo. There's some San Francisco ferry that's vexing you.
I don't know.
Let's go for it.
Let's go with that then.
What is your answer?
San Francisco ferry?
San Francisco ferry?
Is it San Francisco ferry? No, it's Staten Island. Yeah,
there we go.
I thought that looked like New York. Okay. All right, look. Okay, little setback.
Yes.
Little setback here. This is one of those things. I have to redo.
Jay is all hunched over. He's a fucking mess.
A little more counting. Tighten this up a bit. So far, Josh and Min have $750. We come back with a chance of doubling money. We go double or nothing on You Bet Your Life.
They don't punish you for getting stuff wrong? You still got $750? Oh, my God. I don't know. Contestants
were... God, this show is just awful.
Ooh.
What is Allegiant?
Let me ask you guys a question. If you did have a cherry red Cadillac.
Oh, Allegiant. Sorry.
Where would you keep the spare tire?
In the pit?
He's giving him the fucking money.
All right, that's the secret word. That's $500. You cannot lose that no matter what happens, okay?
Fucking gay guy grabs it.
You also can't lose this virus no matter what happens.
Yeah. Got the herpaderp, too. Been trying to get rid of that for years.
Thank you so much.
Hey, very good. It is now double or nothing. Now, you have incredible eyesight, I understand. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed. Every mammal in my family does.
Every what?
Mammal? I thought he said mammal.
He couldn't say male because that's not what he is.
There was one time I went to the doctor's office and I read the 2010 line, you know, the one at the bottom?
Right.
From 30 feet away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so no glasses for you.
It's all those fucking carrots, Jay.
Yeah, really. Apparently guzzling cum helps your eyesight.
Right. Well, what do you want to do, guys?
I'm blind as a bat.
Guys, you want to get together, double your winnings to 1,600, or want to take your half and go home? What are you thinking?
I'm okay with doubling.
I'm okay with trying to double.
Let's do this. We're stupid. Fuck it. Let's throw it all away.
That's a fucking clean drop. Let's do that. What the hell? We're stupid.
We did pretty good at first. You know, I feel we were unlucky.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get back coming back.
Exactly. And that's what I want to hear. My tax preparer, take a chance. Go ahead. Okay. The category is still rolling your R's. These answers all have a double R in them. For $1,500, what actress and TV talk show host's impressive godparents are Sophia Loren and Steven Spielberg?
Okay.
I don't know this. What actress and TV talk show host's impressive godparents?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Two R's, stupid.
Oh.
I'd be a great game show host. No, two R's, stupid.
Two R's, stupid.
That's the dumbest fucking answer I've ever heard.
Jeff, why don't we write that? What are we doing with our lives?
The first thing that's coming to my head is Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's it, actually.
I like that one.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, he the fag could be right.
The fags have it.
Yeah. We're going to go with Drew Barrymore.
Kev, they're going to go with Drew Barrymore. Right.
We heard him.
Is it Drew Barrymore? Drew Barrymore, there you go.
Drew Barrymore.
Congratulations, you got 1,500 plus. You got the $500. Thanks for playing
awesome.
The game.
Thank you.
Now again, get the fuck off my stage.
Time to play and win.
Beat it, you fucking mongoloid idiot.
Why don't you guys go backstage and dock or something?
Well, this has been a very exciting episode. Oh, here comes Kevin Eubanks sidling in. Trying to steal their cash.
Hey, man.
Hey,
you
man.
Got any spare change?
Hey, man. Well, no shit. Well,
boy, that was fucking stupid. Fuck you and your gimmick, Jay Leno.
Have you heard about my gimmick? Have you seen my gimmick?
Have you heard about my gimmick? Have you seen it? Yeah, I've been doing the same goddamn fucking gimmick since 1978. Yeah. Yeah, have you heard about it? Have you seen it? Yeah. Can I help you start your car? Huh?
Yeah. Help you start your car? No, beat it.
Beat it, stupid.
Try to kick rocks, you fucking menace. You fucking non-fire retardant human.
Oh, he's beat a it. Fire retard. He is a fire retard. Fully baked. Put a fork in him. He's done. That'd have been the first thing I'd have done is the EMT responding to that scene. Remember how when your mom was baking a cake and she'd take it out of the oven, put a toothpick in it, make sure it was done? I'd have jammed a toothpick in the side of his face. I got to put you back in for about 5 more minutes, Mr. Leno.
Hey, have you heard about my skin grafts? Have you seen my skin grafts?
Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
Well, there's enough back fat for them to rebuild your face.
I'm depending on that.
Yeah, is that why?
That's why I won't diet.
Oh, man. Boy, where the fuck? Oh. Boy, those are hot. Man. Fucking.
Oh. If I had pushed that for one more second, it would have been a natural disaster in your home.
Yeah. Oh, that's gross.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of TGO Radio. Next week.
Merry Christmas. happy Thanksgiving, I think. Merry Christmas.
Next week will be our last episode of the year, which we're going to record in late June. I think it's in July we're going to record.
Well, we got a lot of snow today, didn't we?
Fucking, it's crazy. I could barely get here. Here in late November.
Yeah. Ooh, fuck this weather.
Crazy. I had to put chains on my tires.
Did you now?
Yes.
Yeah? Hook up the dogs.
And so we'll see you next week for the season finale.
TGO Radio. Have you heard about a season finale? Have you heard about it?
Have you heard about it? Have you seen it? Have you heard about a season finale? Have you seen this?
No, nobody has yet.
No, stupid. On TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah, show's over? Huh?